Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Hour two for Thursday, September 2nd, 2010. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Athletic Director Holt High School, Rick Schmidt. Hello, Rick. How are you?
Hi, Jack. How are you? Nice to talk to you.
Well, you know, athletic directors have to be jacks of all trade. And I just want to be very clear about this. Part of your responsibility is not tonight's weather, right?
Well, I usually try to assign that to somebody. The guy I assigned it to just a little while ago, I had to get let go, and we picked some new people, and so far it's starting to clear up. So
well, that's good. Okay. Well, that was an excellent move on your part then.
Yeah, thanks.
Before we get into the subject of our conversation with the Wounded Warrior Project, I'm reminded, watching some of these clouds blow by, that you always have backup plans, you always have emergency plans as an athletic director, or in the worst case, imaginable disaster plan. And at a big game like Rockford Holt, where you know there are going to be a tremendous number of people there, what kind of problems does that present?
Well, you do have to be prepared. A varsity football game at Holt, and especially when a team like Rockford's here, is a big event. We get a lot of people, so we try to keep them prepared. You know, there are some guidelines that we follow with lightning and thunder and tornado watches and those kind of things, and I'm kind of pounding on my head right now because, knock on wood, we're not going to have any of that tonight.
Right.
but we do... We do have plans. You know, we've got our building. We've got the buses lined up if we need to use them. We talk to people. We try to, you know, anymore with technology, you can watch just about everybody in the stands has a phone that's got the radar on it and can tell us how much time we've got. So, yeah, we do try to stay prepared. We think for this evening now we've most of that's by, and we'll be good for the rest of the night.
Terrific. What kind of crowd are you expecting tonight for Rockford and Holt?
Well, you know, we played three times the last couple of years. Of course, a couple of those were state playoff games, and they're always big crowds. Unfortunately, when you play a Thursday night before a holiday weekend and school isn't in for either school, it'll probably be a little less than we normally would have. But we're 50 minutes before kickoff, and there's a decent number of people filling in on the Rockford side, and our you got to get here early at Holt to get a good seat at the 50-yard line. So we got a nice group of people already in our stands. The weather, I think, has kept some people in their cars, and it may also keep some people away just because of how wet it's been. So I bet we'll have a nice crowd for a Thursday in August before school starts.
The fact that you're talking to us 50 minutes before kickoff instead of running around doing crisis management is a very good thing.
Well, I mentioned it earlier. I've got a lot of people that are basically volunteers that sell tickets and work gates and host the visiting team and take care of chains and take care of the officials. So I've got people, if everything's going good, my job's the easiest job around. Kind of standing back and watching it. So far, again, I'm knocking on my head again to knock on wood, but so far tonight it's going pretty good.
Well, I want to mention something that we talked about just a couple minutes ago, and this is the giving spirit that we see with certain high school athletic programs, and we have seen over and over and over with Holt. I continue to be amazed by the reaction following the tornado in Williamston, when the Holt High football team took charge of part of the cleanup effort with that. I remember having Mitch Zajac in studio talking about that. But in terms of the Wounded Warrior Project, can you tell us how that came to be?
Yeah, and you're right. This is a community that just seems to be part of the fabric of the community, that they give to others, they pitch in, and very seldom are they asking for any kind of credit or anything else. They just do it because it's the right thing to do. The Wounded Warrior Project, Coach Al Slammer, one of his coaching rivals, had done something similar last season and said it went really well. So he brought it to us, and he brought it to one of our parents, Sergeant Craig Doran, who's the parent of one of our football players. He's also a sergeant in the National Guard here in Lansing, based out in Grand Ledge. and Craig approached me, and we talked about it, and really, it's a foundation. The project is a foundation that's raising money on behalf of wounded veterans. There's limited funds, and they don't always get the care they need or the aftercare that they need, and this is a project that's purely to raise money for those heroes who come back, are wounded, and this helps us either get them the appropriate medical condition, or it'll help them learn some skills or get acclimated. So this is really dear to the heart of Sergeant Dorn and his wife, Tammy, and then the football team. As I'm looking right now, we've got a Humvee, we've got an armored vehicle here, we've got National Guardsmen in uniforms handing out flyers about the evening, we've got our JV football players in uniform handing out flyers, and we've got parents at every gate and at every ticket booth out there collecting donations for the project. So
tell us how this is going to work, if anyone is coming to the game, or maybe would just like to stop by, and Hold is known for tailgating, so you can probably still swing by and get a sandwich. But
the rain kind of dampened that, but dampened maybe they'll get going again.
Yeah. Well, if someone is on their way out to Hold High School, tell us what they're going to see. Are they going to find different collection points? The parking lot's going to be manned. How does this work?
Everything. Basically, what you'd want to do is just drive out and tell the parking lot attendants that you're here to contribute for the Wounded Warrior Project, and they'll send you right to the front of the stadium. We've got people out front that are collecting, and we got people inside the stadium. As a matter of fact, when the National Guard arrived, maybe an hour and a half ago to set up, as they pulled in and we were talking, a veteran, a member, and he didn't give us his name, but a VFW member just pulled up, got out of his car, and handed them $20 and said, "I just wanted to contribute. I wasn't coming to the game, but I wanted to make sure I stopped by and contributed to the project." So people have been doing that already.
Rick, how much money can be raised with a program like this?
Well, I don't know. You know, with the weather today, you know, the economic climate obviously is tough for everybody, and people are going to dig in and give their change, and I see them doing it right now as they're walking by. You know, whatever we raise, I'm sure, will be much appreciated, and it's as much symbolic as it is practical in a lot of ways. But with the weather, with the early game, you know, maybe not as big a crowd, but the Rockford Athletic Department has jumped in and said they're more than happy to have people on their side doing the same thing or letting our people on their side. I've always found Rockford, we've played them quite a bit the last couple of years, I find them to be some of the best fans that we ever see and some of the most generous people. So we're going to know by the end of the night. We're going to announce to everybody how much we've raised, and I'm excited to see how that turns out.
Well, two first-rate athletic departments and people who call the Holt facility the Taj Mahal. Really have to get a look at the Rockford campus. First time I was there for a state track meet, I thought it was a small college.
It is. Actually, some of what we designed was modeled after what they've done. Their football stadium's attached to their building, so it's a little bit different. They just put artificial turf in last year, but our gym and their gym is very similar, and we do. I've copied some of the things they do. They always make you feel welcome when you go there, and I'm trying to do the same here for them. I just wanted to let you know one other thing. It's going to be one of our special points of this evening's presentation is prior to the game, we're going to have honorary captains from both Rockford and from Holt, two wounded veterans, one from Rockford, one from Holt, are going to be driven around the track in a Humvee. They're going to be dropped off at their respective benches and introduced to the crowds prior to the start of the game as our honorary captains for tonight's game.
The program is Rams Support Wounded Warriors. If you're going to that game, please give generously. Rick, thanks so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Jack.
All right, we'll be right back. Nicole Sclafani of LCC TV and Lansing Lowdown up next on Ebling and You.